Okay, I'll wander over and do it. Your finger's in bad shape. It's 59.
It's okay. We're working well. I got as I told my wife, I got 9 good ones. And then this one just has its own special case on there. Good morning. I'm Bruce Van Dyke. Come on, yell your name. Craig's in the studio here.
Coming over again, Craig Adams.
All right, fine. Here,
it's summertime, 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 summertime.
Weather feels like summertime. Officially, summer comes up later, but they always have June lumped into the summer months. A lot of times, people getting out, doing things, camping, swimming. We want to keep you safe, though. Folks from Lorain County Public Health have joined us in studio. We have Mike Jindra, Program Manager in Environmental Health. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning.
Also, we have Kat Solov, Program Manager in Health Promotion and Chronic Disease Prevention. Hi, Kat. How are
you? Hi there. Good morning.
We're going to talk today about campgrounds and beaches for people. They can go, you know, they get their plans, but you're there kind of to make sure that those places are safe. I guess, why don't we just sort of start to talk a little bit about how you inspect these campgrounds, beaches. What's the protocol for that?
Yeah, well, we inspect both under various rules and regulations from Department of Health, but then obviously we go in and these are our actual facilities, so we want to make sure they're in good shape because we have 300-some thousand residents in the county that use our recreational beaches as well as many that use the campgrounds. And they're a great place, as we all know, during the winter. We are stuck inside most of the winter, and then during the summer, we got 3 months to flock outside, and, you know, we got these public gathering places that we want to make sure are safe for our residents.
Let's take, just for example, maybe Lakeview Beach.
Yes.
How often would you test the waters or the beach, and what do you actually test for?
Yes, the main thing that we test for is E. coli, because it's a great indicator of something that could very easily cause illness in swimmers. And it's a very relative easy test to test for. There's a lot of other things in nature that we don't test for, so it's not a foolproof science. But unfortunately, one of the sources of E. coli also ties into human activities with sewage systems, and we have approximately 20,000 systems in the county, as well as 600 commercial systems, and then many municipalities that ultimately could discharge into our lakes. But with the E. coli for our Lake Erie beaches, which currently we do inspect 4 of them, we do have 2 others in Avon Lake that are closed because of water levels and lack of beach access. But through a grant with Ohio Department of Health, we do, and Department of Natural Resources, we do sample 4 days a week for the summer months, which gives us a pretty good benchmark of how the water quality is. We do also look for other things, safety hazards, you know, water clarity. We do try and make sure that the public entities that operate the beaches have minimum safeguards in place to notify the public of safety conditions and water quality.
So you're mainly dealing with sort of the water and stuff. If there's things on the beach and or the lifeguard situation, or if the water itself has more, you know, waves to it, that's related to the beach people who are involved with that particular beach. Though,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. We are strictly, as far as that goes, we do maintain the water quality, you know, results and kind of provide the notice to the entities. But there are certain things, especially about a public access beach. People don't always listen, but if you want to go out into the lake, there's a lot of opportunities to go out into the lake. And that's where these main gathering points, we want to make sure that everything is at least there. We do look and monitor to make sure minimum safety equipment such as life rings are there. If we notice a lot of, you know, dead fish on the beach, we will reach out to the public entity. The 2 Lake Erie beaches are, or the 2 Lorain beaches are under the Metro Parks purveyance to see if they could get out there and rake the beaches and clean up some of the debris. And yeah, it's just trying to do what we can.
So let's move inland. You got pools that are out there in all the different communities. Are you involved in inspecting those as well?
I am not currently in the program that inspects the pools, but we do inspect pools as well. They're also licensed through Department of Health, and they have minimum safety standards that we look for as far as water quality, safety equipment, certain requirements to have lifeguards that we'll check for. But then we also do inland bathing beaches as well. There's approximately six or seven campground or other facilities that do have recreational swimming inland.
When you test the water, how soon do you know if there is a problem?
Unfortunately, there's a lag at 24 hours. So the sample does take 24 hours. We do take it to a partner lab in Avon Lake where they'll run it, and it's a bacterial culture. So they'll incubate it, and then 24 hours later, they'll give us a note. So unfortunately, there is a little bit of lag time there. But we do know with certain weather conditions, we can anticipate things. The reality is, after heavy rains, that's probably the worst time to go into the water because things get flushed down the drain, for lack of a better term. So,
talk with Mike Ginger, Program Manager, Environmental Health, Lorain County Public Health, also Kat Solov with us, involved with chronic disease health promotion as well. What about campgrounds? Let's talk a little bit about that if you wanted to take some of that, Kat.
Yeah, sure. So for the campgrounds, you know, we're always looking for ways to prevent injuries. You know, making sure electronic connections are provided safely, the trees, you know, falling limbs, any hazards with that, posting all the emergency contact information, making sure that we're checking for poison ivy or any other risks, you know, associated with that. We also want to make sure that we're protecting against disease caused by germs. So we inspect the bathrooms and other, you know, hygiene facilities when there are gatherings of massive amounts of people. Make sure there's a safe and effective way to get rid of trash. You know, that's important as well. But also check that the water sources are, you know, potable and they are, you know, able to be drank as well. So as Mike went on about, you know, a lot of like the water inspection beaches, those are important. But also we do the inspections at the campgrounds as well, because those are very frequented here in Lorain County.
Yeah. And the thing about campgrounds is it's a congregation point where people pack up their stuff and go to get away from the house for a weekend or week, some cases, and they don't think about the environment that they're going into. They just have their, you know, RV unit or their pop-up tents, and they're going to have a good time. But when you have a lot of people gathered in an area that isn't, per se, a natural environment for them to be in, there's a lot of things that they don't pay attention to that we are on the lookout for to make sure. You know, excess trash, if you don't have places to get rid of that, you could attract nuisance animals, and you don't want raccoons crawling into your sleeping bag because there's risks involved with that. You know, there's obviously the safety features with whatever they have. If they have a playground, we'll do a basic safety check on that to make sure that, you know, it's in reasonable condition, that, you know, your kid goes on and comes off looking the same. And then, you know, obviously, poison ivy, you know, noxious weeds, we'll have them clean up if we see in a common area. And yeah, there's just things that they don't think about, where their wastewater goes, where their gray water goes. If they're cooking, we don't want them just flinging it into the bushes. They have to have a place to properly dispose of that.
So, Mike, I guess based on how we meet different people from Lorain County Public Health, you must spend a lot of time outdoors related
yes.
to what you're...
I'm not going to lie. It's a perk of my job, and I have an environmental education degree, and I love nature, so there's some benefits to my job. So.
Just being able to travel around the county. It's a big county, and there's a lot of diversity on that, so mm-hmm. you put a lot of miles on your vehicle probably getting around to do that, too.
Yeah. No, on a nice sunny day, definitely see some sights in the county. I know it pretty well.
Let's talk about top three safety tips for people this summer, Kat, if you wanted to remind people on some of the things.
Sure, of course. So, yeah, so three top safety tips for the summer. It's very beautiful out. We hope that this weather keeps up. But number one is to be tick smart. And we actually do have a colleague coming out next month that's going to talk a little bit more about ticks. So stay tuned for that. But, you know, with that, we recommend you wear your bug spray, wear long pants and sleeves when hiking through the tall grass. I know it does get hot, but wearing those long sleeves and having long pants will protect you. And then also checking for ticks when you get inside, not just on yourself, but also if you do have pets, like, you know, if you have a dog that you're hiking with and things like that, make sure you do check them as well. Also, as the weather gets better, you know, people are more out and about. So make sure if you are in a vehicle, you're looking out for walkers and bikers, you know, maybe slowing down a little bit more, driving focused. And you might also start to notice more bikes on the road. Remember that bikes do belong on the road, and it's the law to pass them by at least 3 feet. And then the last one, you know, stay alert around animals to prevent bites. So, you know, as Mike had just mentioned, looking out for raccoons coming into your sleeping bag, we want to make sure we're watching out for rabies, and also thinking about that with domestic animals as well. You know, ask before approaching a dog, and then, you know, report to animal control if you notice any animals, maybe like a raccoon acting strange or funny. And then making sure your own animals are up to date on their rabies vaccines.
Yeah, and also you're related to the bike. Remember all the bike safety rules and wearing the helmets and everything else.
Absolutely.
Just make sure that people just be more aware. It's great that the weather's changing, everybody gets out, but now we got to make sure we're going to be safe doing that sort of thing. So if people want to find out more of some of the things we talked about, where's a good place to get some details on that?
Yeah, of course. You can always visit our website. So that's LorainCountyHealth.com or give us a call, 440-322-6367.
All right. Sounds great. We look forward to the guys coming in next month talking about ticks. I still have that tick card, by the way, Craig. I don't know if you know the one, the little credit card side thing that has the pictures of all these different ticks out there as well. And, of course, I have some dogs, too, that I always check on that. So we'll keep that in mind as well. But get that bug spray and everything ready, and sunscreen too if you're spending a lot of time outdoors. Our guest this morning from Lorain County Public Health, Mike Gindra, Program Manager in Environmental Health, and also the Program Manager in Health Promotion and Chronic Disease Prevention, Kat Sola. Thanks for stopping in, both of you. We have more coming up on the WEOL Morning Show, including Jim Rosenhaus joining us at 8:10 and then Senator Sherrod Brown at 8:20 this morning as well. Here at 7:55 at WEOL.